I'd like to invite you to go on a walk. Two of my favorite people in this room are sisters, and they often come to church with their mom. And when I say often, I mean every Sunday. I was talking to Jenny years ago when my daughter was growing up, and I remember something that she told me. She was away at college, and she would call Martha Jo sometimes, and she was a little down. And Martha Jo would always ask her, when she's feeling down, have you taken a walk? Yeah, gone for a walk. And just the simplicity of that really stuck with me. But there is something to be said about just going for a walk. I've run into a number of you walking through this neighborhood and our neighborhood just slightly to the north. And it may not be, you know, breathtaking scenery. But what has made it special through the years is just kind of the surprise of seeing one another. We know each other. We see each other all the time. But there's something to be said about being on a walk and just running into someone. And I say that having been last year on one of the most amazing walks I've ever been on in my life. It was in Canada, in Banff, north of Lake Louise. And you left Lake Louise and hiked 4 to 4.5 miles, 2,000 feet up, into what they called the hike of the six glaciers, you know, way above the tree line. And it took your breath away, you know, quite literally at times. It was just absolutely stunning. I've been thinking a lot these days about going on walks. In Australia, the Aborigines have a tradition called a walkabout. And traditionally, when you are in adolescence, you'll leave for a time, and you'll go for a walk. And it's during that walk, and it can mean any number of things, but it's during that walk that you are supposed to leave your adolescence and transition into adulthood. And the walkabout may only be for a period of time, but as many of us know who've ever, you know, at least attempted over and over that transition from adolescence into adulthood, it takes time, and it takes intentionality. We have learned, we're being equipped how to live. That's what all of these things ultimately are about. Each day that we go through, we're being equipped for something, getting us ready for life. And that is where we meet Jesus on a road, on a walk, where Jesus himself is encouraging us somehow, some way, today, right now, in this place, to keep going, keep moving forward. This is a story that some of you may have already heard this morning, so hear it again. If not, hear this story out of Luke 24. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" Old Greek Aramaic way of saying, "What y'all talking about?" They stood still. They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them said, his name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who doesn't know the things that have taken place?" Again, Greek Aramaic way of saying, "What, you've been under a rock?" Apparently word had gotten out. He asked them, Jesus asked them, What things? They replied, the things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel, yes. And besides all this, it's now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our own group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning and did not find his body there. They came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found just as the women had said, but they didn't see him. Then he said to them, oh, how foolish you are and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory? Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them these things about himself in all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, stay with us. It's nearly almost evening. Day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. And he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? That same hour, they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. They were saying, the Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of bread. What's the most amazing thing in this story? Everybody always talks about they couldn't recognize Jesus, but that's not the first time that this has happened in this story. This resurrection story is surrounded by people who don't recognize Jesus at first. It's amazing. I don't think it's the most amazing thing. Jesus talking to them, teaching them. They finally recognize him whenever he breaks the bread and hands it to them. But did you notice that there's another walk in this story? This story is often called, when we preach it and teach it, the walk to Emmaus. You know where the heart of this story is? It's not the walk to Emmaus, it's the walk from Emmaus. Did you hear it? It's incredible. It's the most amazing part of this story. Jesus, I love Jesus in this story. Okay, I love Jesus, but I love Jesus in this story because, you know, he's like, well, what's happened? Well, he knows what happened. It happened to him. And when they said, you know, what, have you been under a rock? He kind of was for a few days. He was there. He knew everything that was happening, but, you know, he wants them, for whatever reason, tell him the story. So they're telling him the story, and all these other things are happening. But as they get to the village, and the text says he was, you know, at least appearing like he was acting like he was going to go on, they said, no, you have to come stay with us. Why? What's the reason that they give? Come stay with us. It's getting dark. What's the big deal? Well, if you've ever been Jerusalem in that area, Jerusalem's at the top of a mountain. 7 miles they're walking, and believe me, if they're going towards Jerusalem, they're going uphill. So, stop and stay, whatever, they're going to have to be out in the middle of nowhere, middle of the night. So Jesus accepts their invitation. It's dangerous, it's dark. Come stay with us. He goes and stays with them. They're eating, and now their eyes are open. And however it happened, Jesus took off. So they're sitting there. The sun's just gone down. It's dark. And what do? They get up and they start walking again in the dark. And why? Why would they risk their lives to go tell what they had seen? When I say, let's go for a walk, I'm not saying let's go for a walk and, you know, just stroll around. I'm saying we have a walk to go on where everything is at stake. Everything. It's time for us to go for a walk, to leave our spiritual adolescence and go to adulthood. It's time for us to go for a walk, and one of the main things that we need to be about the business of is unifying everything that has to do, anything with Christianity, with following Jesus together. We have, over the last 2,000 years, been extremely successful at fragmenting, at dividing. And at least in this place, one of the things that we can stand up and say with one another is that what unites us together is that time when we were sitting around the table with Jesus and He broke bread and it opened our eyes. It opened our eyes to what's most important. You ever been somewhere, like on a trip, and you recognize someone from back home, or especially if you're in another country and you hear a Texas accent or something. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're off somewhere and there's some little glimpse of home. And it's like, oh, it feels right. It's where we are right now in our lives. We're here together right now. We may not see each other for another week from this place. Here, it's kind of like that. When I was up in Canada, we stayed with some friends who live in Calgary the night we got there. And I went to get something and was walking back to the house by myself. In Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And the guy walking towards me is wearing a Bucky's t-shirt. I said, he's walking towards me, and I smile at him, you know, to know that I'm not crazy. I smile at him, and I said, you've got to be kidding. And he smiled back at me. He said, what? I said, I'm wearing a Bucky's t-shirt. I said, are you from Houston, San Antonio, somewhere in Texas? And he says, no, I live here, but my brother lives in Houston, and he brought me this t-shirt. And I said, do you have any idea what that is? And he said, no, I don't know what this is. And I said, well, let me break it down to you. You're wearing a t-shirt from a gas station. You're wearing a gas station t-shirt. Oh, it's not just a gas. Yeah, it is. It's a gas station. You're wearing a gas station t-shirt. And we had a, you know, good conversation. But there was something to be said for walking by myself in this place I'd never been, don't recognize anything, don't know where in the world I am. And right there in front of me was a glimpse of home. It was a glimpse of home. I don't know what your week is going to look like this week. I don't know what your week last week looked like. Maybe it felt like you were walking around and you didn't recognize anything anymore and you didn't understand what was going on around you. and things didn't make sense anymore. I hope that when you walked in this morning to this place, surrounded by people who love you and who you can love, that it was like seeing a glimpse of home. That's what this is. This is us on a walk with one another, and our eyes are opened. So let's go for a walk. We have everything we need. We have everything we need to live in Jesus. If nothing else, we have each other to unify beyond our ideas, but because of what happened on the road, on our walk, and how he had been made known to us in the breaking of bread.